It's the Yearbook. I'm your host, Doug. You already know it's a podcast. What do you know? Surprise really is a great place to see an Arizona spring training game. It sounds like it. This is not an ad. It's a review. It's actually a review of a review. Seriously, who would sponsor this podcast? The Texas Rangers are pretty much anonymous nationally, but in his book, The 2019 Complete Guide to Spring Training, the author, Kevin Reichard, gave high marks to the surprise Arizona spring training complex and stadium that the Rangers share with the Royals. Not sure, but it sounded like the author may have it rated highest of any of the 10 Arizona stadiums. Our apologies if our count is off. It is nice, and the food is good. Although the Rangers look completely hapless in games 1 and 2 of the Chris Woodward era, although these games don't count. Good seats were still available, which is not a shock. Last year, the Rangers weren't at the bottom, but they were the 5th worst draw in the Cactus League. Not in attendance that we saw. The cool family from the theme park, this is last summer, who recognized a Rangers shirt, were out-of-market Rangers fans and named their son Nolan after Nolan Ryan. That's cool. In attendance, Packers fans there to see the Brewers. Like last year in Florida when you didn't have to throw a rock but just take a picture of any section of a Philly spring training game and you saw swaths of Eagles shirts, of course. Packers gear was out in force at the Brewers game. Not out in force was Christian Yelich, the former Miami Marlin, who was good and young and was still traded to the Brewers. So there was that. Plus, Yelich is a survivor of the California wildfires who was forced to evacuate, then returned to see, reportedly, his house intact but charred walls. He's since launched a campaign to help the affected areas, but Yelich was not in the lineup against the Rangers when we were there. Surprise, if you're going to an Arizona spring training game, surprise looks like a great spot to do it. So what about baseball free agency? MLB owners could not possibly have it better right now. Have they ever had it better? Well, maybe in the 20s or 30s or something like that. They have tons of cash, thanks in part to baseball's digital success, and advanced statistics now say expensive veterans are not any better than cheap rookies. The Red Sox famously threw anonymous player after anonymous player after anonymous player at MLB last season and won the whole thing. We always love the upside of young prospects, trading veterans for minor leaguers, but this is a radical change from just a few years ago, and by that I mean 2010, 2012, 2014, when trading for minor leaguers was considered high risk. Now franchises are seeing great results by ignoring veterans and going with new guys. So winning without spending much money is now a reality. Great! That left a lot of huge free agents unemployed this winter, leading some to say the free agent system was broken. Then a bunch of huge free agents finally just signed huge deals, leading some to say the free agent system was not broken. We'll have to see how this plays out, but this is still not the best time to be a player. Yes, the great ones, like Bryce Harper, signed for record amounts of money, but that is absolutely masking the fact that many good and role players are only signing 1 or 2 year deals. That's not long, and a lot of guys are only signing minor league contracts. Then there's the still productive working class players who haven't been picked up at all. Further, with no money, relatively speaking, in free agency, players are opting to sign below market value before even hitting free agency. So why should we care? Obviously, yes, we know these guys still make a lot of money. Sports has generally worked like this. You hit the big leagues, and you're underpaid for the first several years of your career. Even though you're making money, I assume it still burns that the team makes a mint off you at every corner and you're not seeing any of it. Yet. Because after a few years, you get that big, long-term pact, and then there's some security. As it stands right now, players are underpaid for the first few seasons, then are underpaid again for the rest of their careers, or aren't paid at all. So why should you care? First, ticket prices are not going to go down because the players are cheaper. Second, MLB might start looking like the NFL. You might only get to enjoy your favorite guy for a few seasons instead of watching him play until he's 37 or 40. Third, and this is a long shot, baseball could lose one of its big and still subtle advantages. Pro baseball had lengthy contracts with lots of guaranteed money. Athletes deciding which direction they wanted to go could say baseball takes less of a toll than football and the money is better. Now the money's not necessarily better. This could be a reach. You'd have to be a good enough athlete to play multiple sports to ever get to this decision, but MLB already has athletes who you would think just a few years ago might have chosen football. the next wave might go right back to choosing football or something else. We'll have to see if this is a one-year thing or if the system really is broken, but I don't like the fact that the owners are making money without having to share.